Jeff. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is April 5th, 2013. How it was. I grew up, you know, both my parents were, you know, drug addicts, alcoholics since I can remember. Pretty much stayed in trouble my whole life. I think I had my drink the first time when I was 11. Started smoking weed by the time I was 12. Pretty much progressed to whatever by the time I was 15. Rested the first time, 16. Started getting in serious trouble by then. Luckily, I got arrested because I graduated high school because I didn't want to go back to jail. So, I mean, that was a plus. Finished decent, made it in my senior year, tried to straighten up for a little while, got accepted, was going to go to college to play football, graduated early, had to wait a little bit of time before I could actually get there, and ended up getting arrested and doing 3 years in prison before I could actually make it there. So I lost my scholarship, everything like that. After that, everything was pretty much just out of control at that point. I didn't really care about anything else anymore. I just said, forget even trying. Just went on the deep end, drinking every day, doing drugs every day, hanging out at the strip club all the time, just doing nothing productive, period, with myself. Had my first kid at 19. Think that that would kind of straighten you up, but it didn't. Just kept riding, so I got in trouble again, second time at 22. Did a little time again that time, got out, said I was going to try to straighten up, lasted about 72 hours. And then it was a year and a half ago, got into a little bit of trouble with some people, ended up, stuff happened at my house. The neighbors called DCF on me. They got involved, and they ended up taking my kids from me. And that's where I think I fell to the bottom before anything. I just went out of control at that point. Didn't do, you know, I couldn't keep control of myself one bit until got in a car accident at some point in there because I was driving drunk and hit a car and somehow ended up in a pain management office. Worst mistake of my life, but that really didn't help anything considering I couldn't stay sober anyway, so, you know, got really messed up there. And finally at some point, I pretty much considered that either I was going to end up in jail for a long time the next time because I didn't have too many more chances, or I was going to die just from doing everything that I was doing. So my girlfriend at the time, she was pretty much tired of it too. And we had been fighting it out for about 3 years. And she was like, you know, if you go to jail, you know, don't think I'm going to be around when you come back this time. And I was like, well, okay, that's understandable, you know. And I was like, well, then maybe I need to do something, you know? So she, like, gave me the number to Axe, like, here, this might be your first step, you know? So I called one day and made an appointment. I remember it was, like, a week from when I had called. They were like, yeah, come in a week. And I remember one night I got completely trashed, like, out of my mind. I was like, there's no way I'm going to go to this shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's not going to happen. So I was like, maybe I should call again. And the lady was like, you sound like you need to come, so you might as well just come today. And I was like, I was like, okay. You know, that sounds a little bit better, because if you give me a week, I'm definitely going to talk myself out of it by that time. So I showed up, and probably the smartest thing, maybe not the smartest decision for you to make in that state of mind, because when you wake up in the morning, it doesn't always set right with you. So that was kind of rough the next morning when I woke up and realized, I was like, damn, I'm in jail? No, this is kind of cool here. And I'm like, no, not really. You know. So, you know, I had 2 days of going insane there for a little bit, didn't know what I really wanted. And then I met Glenn first. And I was like, he talked to me at detox. And I was like, he's young. Because, of course, in detox, it was like all these old people. I was like, what am I even doing here listening to these people? I was like, I just want to stop doing drugs. I don't want to be sober, maybe. You know what I'm saying? You know? And, I was like, I'm not dead, you know? And so he was like, you know, see what you could do. I was like, all right, you know. Then I remember the next day I woke up, like, completely insane. I was like, I think I even, like, tried to run out the doors at some point. You know what I'm saying? I was like, enough is enough. They, like, dragged me back in. They were like, you can't go anywhere. It's dark. I was like, God, what do you mean, you know? Let me go, you know? And that night, I met Lloyd there. That was the first person that actually maybe, like, got a little something in my head. And I was like, all right, maybe I can do it. You know what I'm saying? So slid by, like, the next 2 days, just kept to myself. You know, wasn't too insane at that point. I guess I had kind of made it through the first little part. Got out that day and called Lloyd, and he took me to a meeting. Sick as hell, man. It was horrible. I ate like a blue cheeseburger from Daily Eats and paid for that shit for like the next 2 days. It was horrible. I was like, I don't even know what the hell I'm doing, you know. Hadn't ate for like months, and all of a sudden I'm just riding out, but whatever, you know. And so, you know, I think it saved me because, you know, when I came, I met a lot of people with open arms that, you know, I didn't know anybody, didn't really care. I don't think I cared to even meet anybody at first. But, you know, people started calling me, are you okay? You picking me up for meetings, even though there's plenty of days. I was like, I do not even want to go to this shit anymore, you know what I'm saying? I'm clean. Why the hell do I need to go to a meeting for? You know, leave me alone, you know. And, finally, I guess, I, you know, just started to listen and stop being myself, you know, trying to, like, burn myself all the time by me thinking it, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, let's do what they tell me to do, and then maybe I can actually make it this time, you know? And, you know, started coming to meetings, listening, doing the steps, you know, talking to my sponsor every day, hanging out with people as much as I can. Anybody that asked me to do it, I had like 9 days sober when I came here, and they were like, oh, you're going to chair the meeting. I was like, what? I'm like, I don't even know if I'll be here next Thursday. You know what I'm saying? You know? You know, but I'm glad it did, because it made me come, because I was like, all right, I told them I'd be there. So at least, you know, it made me come. And started coming, and, you know, like I said, you know, doing the steps, you know, thank God for, you know, people like Terry and Nuck and different people that we hung out with and chilled and went and ate and dragged me out of town to go to different meetings and meet other people, because that's really the only thing that kept me sober, because all the, in the meeting, all the talking and the steps and everything, none of that could have really kept me sober, because I could have sat there and just listened to everybody say everything like I've done my whole life and just walked out and did whatever I wanted to do. But the people helped me, you know, come, because for the first time, I guess I felt like indifferent. People didn't care about what I did or who I was or what I'm doing. They were there to help me, period, and no matter what happened, you know what I'm saying? And that was cool, because I hadn't had friends like that before. Everybody, it was always what I could do for them or what they needed from me. And that was a whole different experience for me. So that kept me around. And how it is now, so, well, 7 days out of detox, I got my kids back. So that was, you know, the first thing that was good. And, you know, had them, which was another thing that helped me stay sober, because it was like, went from mass insanity for months to having the kids and trying to stay sober and make meetings, and they're in school, and I hadn't done none of that for, I was like, oh my gosh. You know, they're 6 and 5, so they're like all over the place, you know what I'm saying, all the time, like they hit the floor at 100 miles an hour, you know, and that was cool for, you know, for what it was. And, you know, now everything has been, you know, great now. You know, I can't really complain about anything because, you know, of course everything isn't where it needs to be. You know, you can't destroy your life for 15 years and think in 3 months everything is going to be fixed, you know, just trying to rebuild. But been praying and God's been helping me out get through it, and you know, different things going on in my life that never would have happened before doing what I was doing. And you know, other than that, you know, like I said, I, you know, appreciate everybody here because I definitely would never have been able to stand here without y'all, period, you know what I'm saying? And it works if you don't try to destroy it, you know what I'm saying? Because I went to AA before. I was on probation, made me go with a little paper and sign it. You know, I did that plenty of times, and still, you know, I think I remember, like, going to a meeting one time and going and getting drunk right when I left the bitch with the paper in my pocket, like, yeah. AA, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So this time I actually, you know, said maybe I can work it and see how it goes, and here I am. So thank you guys, and